All right, so today we're diving into something pretty inspiring, the Shasha Network. And, they're all about empowering African youth. But we're going to go beyond the surface here. We've got their 2022 Impact Report student testimonials, a deep dive into their methods, kind of ready to unpack what makes Shasha truly tick.
Yeah, you know what I find fascinating is how they're tackling this whole like aspiration gap thing. It's not just about like a lack of jobs, it's a whole other level of disconnect.
Yeah, the founder's letter from the report really hit me with that. He talks about how so many young people in Africa, like, they don't even dare to dream big. Like, the potential is there, but something's blocking them from even seeing it.
It's like this hidden crisis, you know? A whole generation grappling with what Shasha calls this aspiration gap. They want to succeed, but the belief that they can succeed is often missing. And the numbers paint a pretty stark picture. Only 15% of African youth are wage earners, while a staggering 66% face underemployment or worse. So we're talking about a huge loss potential both for these individuals and for the continent as a whole.
Yeah, it's almost like they're stuck before they even start. So
Yeah.
how does Shasha even begin to change that?
Well, their Bridge program is a game changer. Picture this, okay? It's an online platform, kind of like a Khan Academy, but specifically designed for African youth. And it's offering all these free resources for everything from soft skills to career exploration.
Okay, that makes sense. Knowledge is power, right? But what about the whole digital divide thing, we always hear about?
And that's where their approach really shines because they've made it data light, it's mobile friendly, you can even download it for offline use. They've really thought about those challenges of connectivity in certain regions.
So they're removing those barriers, right? Making it accessible to basically anyone with a phone.
Exactly. And it goes beyond just prepping them for like the traditional career paths too. They've got this really cool visual they call post-secondary pathways. And it's eye-opening because it highlights all these different options beyond just going to university. We're talking entrepreneurship, skilled trades, creative fields, even those emerging digital jobs that are only starting to pop up now.
So they're preparing them for a future that's like evolving as we speak, not just the world as it is right now.
Exactly. And to do that effectively, they really had to understand the specific challenges that these young people are facing. And their research uncovered some incredible insights.
Yeah, the report dives into the need for empathy, the role of community geographic constraints. It's not just about providing information, right? It's about understanding that whole context.
Yeah.
So let's unpack these, starting with empathy. What did Shasha find there?
Well, they uncovered what you might call like a hidden epidemic of anxiety among African youth. It's this perfect storm of economic uncertainty and societal pressures that really weighs heavily on them. They're worried about their financial futures, they feel the weight of expectations, and then they're scared of failing.
Which ties right back into what we were saying about that aspiration gap. If you're constantly surrounded by all this negativity and doubt, it's going to be tough to see a path forward for yourself.
Absolutely. And that's where Shasha's approach of creating a safe and supportive space is so crucial. They're not just throwing information at these young people, but they're providing a sense of community and belonging.
It's like that old saying, it takes a village, which coincidentally is their next big insight. Parents and teachers clearly want to help, but the research shows they often lack the knowledge to guide students toward these newer, less traditional careers.
And it's not just about the knowledge gap, though. It's about recognizing the importance of a support system. People who believe in you, who can offer guidance and encouragement. Shasha understands this, and they actively involve parents and teachers in the process.
So they're creating this network of support, which can be so crucial, especially for those who might be the first in their families to pursue higher education or a less traditional career path.
Now let's talk about geographic constraints, because we often hear about the digital divide in terms of like rural versus urban, but Shasha's research uncovered a really nuanced layer to this. Even within cities, access is unequal.
I see it's easy to assume that everyone in a city has the same opportunities, but the reality is much more complex. What are some of the specific challenges that they highlighted?
They found that geographic constraints can really limit access to information networks, even just the awareness of what's possible. Imagine living in this bustling city, but not even knowing about the opportunities that exist maybe just a few miles away because you have limited transportation or social circles.
Which is why their online platform is so powerful. It helps bridge that gap by making resources and opportunities accessible regardless of location.
Precisely. But it goes even deeper than that. They also identify what they call deep-rooted issues that can really hinder a young person's potential, things like social conditioning.
Where they might be steered toward certain paths based on tradition or societal expectations, regardless of their actual interests.
Yes. And limited access to networks, meaning who, you know, still matters when it comes to finding opportunities.
Yes.
And then there's this overemphasis on grades over actual skills, which doesn't always translate to real world success.
Yeah. It's like they're peeling back these layers of complexity, right? Showing us that it's not just about like giving someone a laptop and saying, go succeed. You know, there are all these systemic and societal barriers at play.
Absolutely. And what's so inspiring is that Shasha doesn't shy away from these challenges. They're actively working to dismantle those barriers, both through their programs and by raising awareness about these deeper issues. But it's not just about identifying the problems, right? It's about finding solutions and creating real impact, which they're doing, and the student testimonials in this report are incredible.
Yeah, let's dive into some of those stories. What kind of impact are we talking about here? Give me goosebumps.
Get ready for goosebumps. We're talking life-changing transformations. For instance, there's Providence, who credits Shasha with giving him the tools and the confidence to pursue his dream of studying abroad.
What's his story?
He learned about the power of storytelling, and he used those skills to absolutely ace his interview for the United World Colleges program. He's now studying abroad, something he might never have thought possible before, Shasha.
Wow, that's amazing. It's one thing to learn about these skills in theory, right? But to actually see how they can unlock opportunities like that is incredible.
And it's not just about these like big life-changing moments. There's Tamuda, who used the communication skills she learned to connect with industry experts, even set up meetings. We're talking about building networks, putting yourself out there, even before entering the workforce.
So it's about equipping them with not just the skills, but also the confidence and the network to really go after what they want. It's almost like Shasha is challenging them to kind of redefine what's possible for themselves.
Exactly. It's about fostering this sense of agency and empowerment. They're not just waiting for opportunities to come their way. They're creating their own. But what really struck me was how Shasha emphasizes this importance of aligning your career with your values, which is so key in today's world.
And we see that reflected in Tino's story, right? The case study that they highlight in the report. He goes through a pretty significant shift in thinking.
Right. Tino's story is like, it beautifully illustrates the power of self-reflection. Because he thought he had it all figured out. You know, he wanted to pursue this specific career path, but it was all based on these external factors, like prestige, earning potential, what he thought he should do.
It's so easy to fall into that trap, especially when you're young and trying to figure things out. So how did Shasha help him kind of break free from that?
So through their program, he was able to really dig deep and understand his own values, his interests, his strengths. And guess what? He realized that initial career choice wasn't really aligned with who he was as a person. It was more about meeting those external expectations than fulfilling his own aspirations.
Okay, so he has this realization. What happens next?
He takes the leap. He changes course entirely and pursues a path that's more fulfilling, more aligned with his own personal mission. And this is where Shasha's emphasis on aligning career and values is so impactful. They're not saying here are the jobs you should go for. They're saying here's how to figure out what makes you tick and then find a career that lights you up.
It's like they're saying don't just find a job, find your purpose, which is a powerful message in today's world where we're often told to just hustle and grind without stopping to think about what we truly want.
And it's especially relevant when you consider the broader trends with Gen Z. This isn't a generation that's going to have just one career. They're going to have multiple pivots throughout their lives. It's going to be more of a winding path than a straight line.
Okay, so how does this tie back to Shasha and what they're doing?
They're equipping these young people with the self-awareness and the adaptability to navigate those inevitable career changes. By understanding their values and motivations early on, they're better prepared for whatever the future holds.
They're not just giving them a map, they're giving them a compass so they can navigate any terrain. We've talked a lot about Shasha's approach and their impact so far, but what does the future hold for them? What are their plans? They've accomplished so much already, but it sounds like they're just getting started. What's next for them?
Yeah, they're definitely not slowing down. The impact report outlines some pretty ambitious plans for expansion. They're talking about reaching even more young people across the African continent, bringing the Bridge program to new communities.
Makes sense. They've clearly tapped into something incredibly vital, addressing a need that's been overlooked for far too long. But expansion isn't their only focus, right? I imagine they're also looking at ways to like evolve and deepen their impact as they go.
Oh, absolutely. They're committed to continuous learning, constantly refining their approach based on new research and data. It's about staying relevant in this ever-changing landscape of work.
So important. The last thing you want is a program that's stuck in the past, especially when you're trying to prepare young people for the future. So how do they make sure they're staying ahead of the curve?
One way is through collaboration. They're actively seeking out partnerships with other organizations, schools, even governments. They recognize that they can't do this alone. It takes a village, remember?
It's about building a movement, not just a program. And speaking of movements, they end their report with a quote that really resonated with me. Africa's challenge is to develop talent for the future.
Powerful statement, right? It perfectly captures the heart of Shasha's mission. They're not just trying to fix like a temporary problem, but they're investing in long-term transformation.
It's about building a brighter future for Africa, really, yeah. Powered by the potential of its young people. Their commitment is inspiring.
It really is. Shasha Network is showing us what's possible when we empower young people to become architects of their own futures. It's a message that resonates far beyond the African continent, I think.
It really does. And on that note, we've reached the end of our deep dive into the Shasha Network. But before we go, we want to leave you with a final thought to ponder. If you could go back and give your younger self career advice, knowing what you know now, what would it be? And how can we as a society better equip the next generation to navigate a future that's changing faster than we can even imagine? Food for thought as you head out into the world today. Thanks for joining us.